give us, throw some hearts up, please.
Okay, now you guys can hear us. Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome to another Marriage Mandate. I hope everyone can hear us loud and clear.
Yes, you can hear us. Okay, great, great, great.
Thank you for sharing, Shaniqua. I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody's blessed.
Yes.
We are glad to be back. It's been a long time.
Yes, let's see who we got on tonight. Got my good sis, Shaniqua Gooden. Hi, sister. Got my daughter, Tatiana Ferrer. Love you, girl. Got our sister, Annette Wilson. How you doing? We were just on prayer a few minutes ago. Hey. Got our good bro, Matthew Dennis. It's been a minute. How you doing, bro? Oh, Jay Allen Gooden. He said
Pastor
it's Chris.
Jay, it's Chris. Is it Chris? Make sure it's not fuzzy, man. Let me know. Make sure I sound right.
We got our brother, BJ. He's on here. Good evening, BJ. Our sister Vanessa, she just had a birthday. Happy belated
birthday. Happy birthday, Vanessa.
Yes, guys. So while you're coming in, can you please do us a great favor and like, share, please? Let's get the word out. Brother Daniel, he's on here. How you
bless
doing,
Daniel?
God bless you.
I see Robert Kirkland. Welcome. Welcome, Robert Kirkland. Good to see you, man.
Welcome, Robert Kirkland. We are so excited to be back. I know it's been a minute. How long has it been?
Has it been a year? I don't know. I mean, we were having a good time with the Marriage Mandate, and I know you guys were loving all the guests that we had on the show. So we are we excited to be back finally.
Yes.
It's been a long journey, man. We've been so busy.
Yes, we've been busy. Life has happened. We had a whole nother child, so That could be one of the reasons why it's been a minute. But God has been good. So we're just grateful to be back on tonight. We don't have any guests on tonight because we're just doing a reintroduction to the Marriage Mandate. Next time we come live, we'll have our guest on. It's going to be phenomenal.
Yes, and we're ready, man. We're so glad that you guys were able to join us again. Thank you for sharing. Those of you that did not already share, please share, because we want to touch on a hot topic tonight. We're going to talk about marital jealousy tonight.
Ooh,
or relationship jealousy tonight. We're going to really touch on that, and then we're going to give you a scenario. We want to get everybody's input on it, because tonight is just going to be me and my wife tonight, and we're not going to have any guests, but we're going to have you chime in like we always do, and we want to hear your take on it, all right? So this is going to be fun.
Wait, I got to do my little thing, my little say. Oh. Welcome to the Marriage Mandate Live Show. We are here to inspire, encourage, and empower. Amen? So we're going to do this thing together on tonight. You are our special guest tonight.
That's right.
Right?
And the great news is today we're doing it from our podcast studio.
Yes.
So if you like what you see, you like what you hear, that we have a podcast studio right here in Newburgh, New York, and we're going to give you more information about that. If you go and find the page, it's called the Family Production Studio.
Yes.
And you'll get all the information you need. You want a really nice, clean, crisp, like my friend said, Pastor Jay, a real crispy look that looks clean and sounds good. You can be right down here at the podcast
studio.
What did
you say, Remy and Morris? I'm going to get you guys. I'm going to get you guys. Hi, Kai, Asia, Lawrence. How you doing?
Bless you. Good to see you. Good to see you.
All right. So let's head on to our topic on tonight. What are we talking about again?
Today we're talking about marital jealousy, and we're talking about relationship jealousy. Mm-hmm. And what does that look like? Okay. Right. What you should and shouldn't do. And also, how it's kind of laced in fear and insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, depending on the situation, right?
Right.
But you want to make sure that your significant other is feeling comfortable and you don't want to make them uncomfortable.
Right.
Right? So we want to really talk about that tonight. And I'm excited because we got this scenario that I really want to talk about. And we got a different view on it. And I want to hear what y'all got to say about it.
Well, yeah. So here's the scenario. The scenario, we just recently went to a wedding and it just brought this question up. It's very traditional for, you know, when you attend the wedding and at the reception, you know, the bride throws the flower and the husband throws the garter.
Garter, right? Right.
So,
this is the question. Let me clear this up first. I want to really clear this up. Okay, now, and I want to make sure that I'm making it as clear as possible. We're not going to be on long tonight. Mm-hmm. I want to make it really clear about what I'm asking, because sometimes it could get confused
right.
on what I'm really trying to say. Now, you're at a wedding.
Uh-huh.
And you are in a relationship. You're not married,
mm-hmm.
but you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're in a relationship, you're still considered single. Is that right? I want to hear you in the comments. Tell me, before we go any further, if you're not married, are you considered single?
Right. Please answer that question.
Answer that in the question in the comments.
If
Let me know.
If you are not married, are you still considered single?
Single. If you're not married, please. Are you considered single? If you're dating.
Please help us.
Or you're in a relationship with somebody, but you're not married to them. Are you considered single? Okay? I'm waiting to hear from you guys. I want to hear this before we go any further. I got to hear, are you considered single?
So Tatiana says, yes, I'm single
until married. Okay.
BJ says, I'm single.
Okay.
Vanessa says, no, that's not single.
That's not single. She's saying that's not single if you're in a relationship. Okay.
Minister Wilson just put the ghost face. What's up, Minister?
What does that mean, Minister?
What's that mean?
Tell me what that means. I need to know. Anybody else?
We need
if
answers.
You're in a remember, I'm not talking to those people that are not with anybody now. I'm talking about somebody that's in a relationship, but you're not married. Are you considered single?
Pastor Jay says you boot up.
You boot up. Okay. What does that mean? That means you're in a relationship, but you're single though.
Nesh Harris says, yes, single
until
married.
Technically. Right, okay.
Okay.
Single until married technically, okay.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Before we
get this quick to this question, anybody else? And remember, today's topic is talking about marital jealousy and relationship jealousy, okay? Okay, Minister Wilson said not single. Okay, if you're in a relationship, if you're with me, you're not single.
I hear that.
So it don't matter if you're married or not. If you're with me, you're with somebody. You're not single. Right. That's what I'm thinking. Okay. Pastor Jay said the opposite. You are single. You're single. Okay. All right. Is that everybody? Before we go any further.
Okay.
Is that everybody? Did you get it? Okay. Now.
Okay.
Now let me give you the scenario now. Okay. And make sure you guys can hear me and my microphone. Y'all like these microphones? They're nice, right? Okay. Now you're at a wedding. You're in a relationship with somebody, you're dating somebody, but you're not married, and it's time for them to throw the garter belt
right.
for all those single people that's mm-hmm. looking to be married,
mm-hmm.
right? And when they throw the garter belt, you happen to be the one that catches the garter belt.
Right.
Right? Is it a garter belt? Yeah, garter belt. And a woman throws the flowers.
I just think
flowers.
It's a garter. I don't know about a belt.
It's like a belt. It goes around your leg.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes around your leg. Okay, so you happen to be the one to catch the garter, but you're in a relationship, but you're not married. So the person who catches the flower, the tradition is that they put the garter on that person.
Right.
And you have to go under their dress
yeah.
and take the garter belt off of her. Now, if you're in a relationship with somebody.
Not take it off, but put it on.
Oh, you got to put it on her.
Yeah.
Okay, you put the garter belt on her. So if you're in a relationship with somebody, but you're not married, is that inappropriate? That's the question. Is that inappropriate for you, who's dating somebody, to put the garter belt on a woman that you may not even know or whoever it is?
Well, Sister Vanessa said that's a problem.
That's a problem. Vanessa says a problem.
Matthew said, I did that and I wasn't in a relationship.
Oh, you wasn't in a relationship. That's
yeah,
different.
You wasn't in a relationship.
That's a different story.
So you're free to do whatever you want. But.
But if you're dating or you're in a relationship, should you be putting this garter belt on?
Tatiana said it's
inappropriate. She says inappropriate. Okay.
She said we both can be single with boundaries.
With boundaries. Okay.
So, okay.
It depends on the relationship, right?
Uh-huh.
Anybody else? Tell me what you think. Is that inappropriate for you? Now, your girlfriend might not even be there. Or she could be in the room.
Right.
And you're putting this garter belt on this person.
Right.
You have to literally go under her dress, right?
Yeah,
there's no other way.
I mean,
you're not putting it on her ankle.
But see, the thing about it is that it doesn't have to go that far.
Like okay,
put it on the ankle. You just put it to the mid of the leg.
Okay, that's
you know?
That's a little different. You put it on the ankle, or
yeah.
you literally put it on the like shin area.
Yeah, I don't think it has
Shaniqua
to go.
Says she wouldn't like that.
She wouldn't like that. Yeah.
See, that could be lethal. Minister Wilson said that could be lethal.
Yes, it could be lethal.
Very lethal.
So the argument, well, it wasn't an argument, but the discussion was he was basing his answer off of, he was speaking for all men around the world.
Okay. Most men.
No, at first you were saying no men.
She said all men around the world. Most men would
like that. But I had to correct them and say, well, everybody don't think like you. Everybody doesn't see it as something wrong. So you can't say everybody.
Probably few, but yeah. But look at Pastor Jay. He said to the knee, and then he said put it above the knee.
No, you don't have to put it above. It don't have to go above the knee.
Above the knee, okay. Who else got on here? Okay, what else I got to say here?
Okay, and then it went into the discussion about how, how certain females, they like to dress a little
provocative
and revealing, and he doesn't absolutely like that at all, like not an ounce.
Provocative. It's just. Yeah, you got to talk to me. I don't know. If you're on the beach, okay, let's go back to this question. If you're on the beach, I'm talking about the believers.
Oh, boy.
If you're on the beach in your bathing suit or bikini, that's fine. But I just don't think you should be taking pictures and posting them on Facebook if you're at the beach.
You're on vacation.
Somebody tell me something, please.
See, I grew up with...
Is it inappropriate?
Listen, I couldn't wear pants. Everything I did, I had to wear a jean skirt to go and ride a bike, jean skirt to play ball, jean skirt to go on the beach, jean skirt to go in the pool. Like, would you tell my That's not okay.
I didn't agree with it, but I can't say.
Something is wrong with
that's
that.
That's true. Look, I see Annette said, there's a few comments here. I love this. Everybody does it different. At her wedding, the man put it on my best friend.
Okay,
and
wait
it was
a minute.
Put below the knee.
Okay, right. Okay, so wait a minute. Matthew Dennis says my father doesn't allow my mom to dress a certain way. Now, see, I have a problem with that word.
I would put it like this: when he say allow, he could say, "I don't like when you do dress a certain this certain way."
Okay,
because it bothers me.
That word allow is kind of strong.
This guy's a strong word. I know it's a strong word, but I get where he's coming from. Okay.
So Vanessa said too much breast showing is funny. Right. Yeah. Pastor Gooden said that's not what you told me, Pastor.
Yes, it is. Don't listen to nothing you see from this guy right here, Jay Allen Gooding. Don't believe nothing he says.
Tati says, I think you should not be showing a lot of skin. Wearing certain clothing is asking for the wrong
activity. I agree.
But hey, wait a minute. Now I'm glad you brought that up. Because here is the scenario. I like bringing up scenarios.
Okay.
Now you're on a beach.
Uh-huh.
You're on a beach with your spouse,
uh-huh.
with hundreds of other people.
Uh-huh.
And these hundreds of other people have their bathing suits on and their Speedos on.
Uh-huh.
But then you have your wife sitting next to you and she's tucked in a jean skirt or skirt all the way down to her ankles.
Right. Right.
What is her husband going to look at? He can't look at her. It's too much flesh walking around.
He can see through the dress. But what I think is this. I say if you're on the beach, it's a beach environment. Everybody's wearing beach clothing.
Right.
But I just don't think you should post it and show it on Facebook.
Right.
On social media. Everybody shouldn't see what you have on at the beach.
Right. So since Monica Hurd says, but at the beach with my spouse, I think it's okay. Thank you.
But you're not posting on, it depends on what you're doing after that.
Because
you're on the beach
post.
With the other beach people, but you're not posting it on Facebook, right?
And you're there to enjoy yourself.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's true.
You can be cute and Tatiana, we know you are your father's child. You think exactly like him.
Bless the Lord.
And we know. God bless your husband and your spouse.
Okay, look what Shaniqua said. She said she agreed. We're not wearing a turtleneck at the beach.
Thank you, sis. I'm not wearing nobody's turtleneck.
I'm not saying wear a turtleneck at the beach.
I'm going to the beach, and I'm going to be beach appropriate.
Right, and I agree with that.
And that's not a jean skirt.
And no, you should wear the beach clothes. You wear your bikini and stuff, but I just don't think.
I'm not going to wear a bikini. I'm not a bikini.
A bathing suit. Okay, but this broadcasting it. is the problem for me, okay? And I think that would be kind of crazy. Now, Pastor Jay said, a turtleneck, flannel pajama pants, and boots at the beach. No, we're not doing that. I'm not being unreasonable.
No, we're not.
But the reason why we brought these things, these scenarios up, because there's a such thing as jealousy and marital jealousy.
Right.
And marital and relationship jealousy, right?
Yeah.
And it can be it could go too far where it's laced in insecurity and fear. Because right. The person has their own insecurities and fears, so they kind of find themselves being like possessive. Right?
Yeah.
Possessive and just really controlling
right.
and just not allowing you to any freedom, right? To really just be comfortable and enjoy your life.
Right.
So you want to be very, very careful with that in a relationship. And we want to dig into that a little deeper, because ultimately a lot of relationships are torn apart because of this, right?
It's true.
Right?
It is true. So, yeah. You're going to have to have a little leeway. You're going to have to get with the time.
Right. And also, you have to have an understanding with each other. If you need therapy or counseling to kind of work on some of these insecurities, then you have to do that.
Right.
Because, you know, sometimes people end into abusive relationships.
Yeah.
They end up into possessiveness.
Right.
They end up in very unhealthy relationships. Okay, so you got to be very careful with somebody writing to do.
Sis Annette said, I'm going to the beach with a blanket on. Lord have mercy. Sis, you might as well stay home in the bed. We ain't doing that.
Right.
That we're not doing. You could put a pair of shorts on, okay?
Right.
Tatiana says, you don't have to wear a turtleneck. Just don't show everything, beloved.
Right. Just don't show everything. You're not wearing a turtleneck. I agree.
You don't have to wear, you don't have to show everything. Definitely not. Definitely not. You don't have to show everything. You know, you leave something to the imagination. Absolutely. Matthew Dennis says, but is it right for a husband to set boundaries for what his wife should wear? That's a discussion that they can have together. You know, like I say, when I met my husband, I loved fitted clothes, but I was very slim, very slender. I didn't have hips and all of that. So I loved fitted clothes. That was my thing, mm-hmm. was fitted clothes.
Amen.
And he came to me and expressed to me that, you know, now we're together and now we're married and we was in ministry. He came to me and sat me down and said, you know what, I would like for you to wear, you know, a little bit more appropriate clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a little tassel, a little hustle. But, you know, we got to it, and I understood where he was coming from. I had to understand where he was coming from
right.
and see his point of view.
Right.
You know, now that we're married, we're one. So mm-hmm. whenever I go out, mm-hmm. I'm a representation of him, mm-hmm. and vice versa. Whenever right. he goes out, he's right. a representation of me. So,
right. And I think that's where, and this is good for relationships, that way you start getting an understanding of one another and you care about each other's feelings. So same way I wanted her to kind of dress a little differently because I felt a certain way, she made it clear to me, look, I don't want to change who I am
right.
altogether because me and you together, now I have to turn into a whole nother person.
Excellent.
And
Absolutely.
I understood that too. So we had to find ways to kind of meet in the middle
yeah.
where it was like, you know what, I don't want to change you and take away your identity. But I still right. would like you to...
And that's what it felt yeah. like. It felt like somebody was telling me to change. So my initial response was, heck no, because I felt like he was trying to change me. Like, I done moved out my parents' house, mm-hmm. and now I'm going to mm-hmm. live with my father 2.0? We're not doing that. I'm grown.
Right, and that's why it's important for when you enter into a relationship, really get to know the people that you're in a relationship with.
Right.
Know their likes and dislikes. Know what they... what are non-negotiables, mm-hmm. like, you know, things that they really can't deal with or things like you want to know all these things before you get into a real committed relationship.
Because
you might find that some things, you know, I don't know if I can deal with that.
Right.
I don't know if I can handle that.
Right.
And if you don't learn that early, then you're in a situation that's really unhealthy
mm-hmm.
and you got much more issues than you would like to have, right?
Absolutely. So Zanette said, yes, but he talked to you about it, not telling you what you could wear and not. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
That's it.
That's important. Yeah.
Conversation is the key to anything.
Yeah, definitely. Communication.
Like communication.
And how you communicate.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very important. Very important in any relationship.
And the good thing about it is you have to know it's not always, and we say this all the time, not what you say, but how you say it.
Right.
Like you come across like you're just trying to boss somebody around. Right. You're trying to tell them what to do. And then it changes the whole dynamic. You right. can say the same thing
right.
in a different way and right. get a way better result.
Right. Yes, not my daddy 2.0. That's right. Matthew Dennis said, my parents have been together for 41 years. God bless them.
Wow.
They got to know each other first.
Oh, that's
a beautiful thing.
Good.
Right. Minister Wilson said, it's a thin line between being comfortable and advertising.
Yes. Preach, minister. I hear you, man. That's so true.
Jesus.
It's a thin line. And so I'm not saying wear a turtleneck. But, you know, we got to find somewhere in the middle, right? We can't right. just completely go. So like he says, a thin line between being comfortable and advertising.
Right.
So you don't want to show too much.
Right.
That's good.
That's good. That's a good medium right there.
Right. So this is some good stuff. So you want to look out for certain things. So you don't want, if you start seeing signs of possessiveness, you see a lot of major signs of insecurity. You see signs of like a fear of losing the person over little stuff.
Wait, what are some signs of insecurity?
I think the way...
Well, let's see.
It could be
with phone
calls.
Can y'all help
us?
What are some of the signs? What are some signs
of insecurity?
Can y'all help us out?
Yeah, let us know. If you're dating somebody, what are some of the signs that you noted that look like signs of insecurity?
Right.
That you got to really be careful with, okay? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know some signs of insecurity, what that looks like, what that sounds like. And what are some red flags to look for when it comes down to insecurity?
And this is important, y'all. It's really important because you want to catch these signs early. I hope you guys already shared this because we're going to get a little deeper. And we're not going to hold you long, but I want to touch on some points that I think is going to be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are some signs of insecurity that you can notice right off the bat?
Tatiana said, oh, no, I can't stand an insecure man. But what makes a man insecure? What
right.
are some signs of it?
What are some signs of it?
Kyasia Lawrence said, not trusting your partner to stay faithful to you and constantly worrying that they're cheating on you.
That's a good
that's
sign.
A good one.
Constantly worrying that they're cheating on you. Always worrying that they're not being faithful.
That's a good one,
that's
sis.
A good one. You got to look out for that.
Sis Annette said, cutting you off from family and friends.
Oh, that's really Ooh. Good. Yes.
That's a dangerous one, too.
Very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Always need accolades and claps.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Run for the border.
These are really good signs. And you see these signs, you got to pay close attention to this.
Right.
You cannot ignore this. It could be signs that the person has some major issues
right.
that you don't want to ignore.
Right, right. Shaniqua says, always accusing you having a wondering eye.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep, that's another good one.
That's a problem.
Always accusing you of having a wondering eye. Yep.
Wondering what she's doing every second, every minute she's not around.
Yes, that's
How
right.
How do people live like that?
Yeah. Or like you call and if they don't return the call immediately, then you find that you're like going crazy.
You got like 100
yeah.
phone calls.
Then you know that it's like 100 messages on your voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things you got to look out for. You cannot ignore these signs.
Minister Wilson said, having you walk with your head down in the, nah.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Definitely not having you walk with your head down. Right, right, right. Constantly playing the victim role. Yes, I see you. Insistently checking up on your partner if you're not with them to determine their whereabouts. Always want to know where they are at all times. So you got to be very, very careful with that, okay? Right, missing her call, right, Pat? Yes, definitely. That's like Ike Turner. Yes, yes, absolutely
right,
it is.
Like
you got to catch those signs, y'all. You cannot miss out on that mm-hmm. because it could be a major sign that you want to be very careful about.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. My God.
So if it starts becoming destructive jealousy, right? It's like you can't tame them. They kind of get overwhelmed easily. They're constantly wanting to know your whereabouts. You got to look out for this stuff. You cannot ignore it.
Checking your phone, looking in your phone.
Right, 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 right. And that's why I teach people all the time that be careful when you're dating. The intimacy, because if you go a little too far with intimacy, you start being blinded to the things that are obvious,
mm-hmm.
things that you should be looking out for, you don't see
mm-hmm.
because of it. So you got to be very, very careful. Some guys have to be on the phone with you all the time. Yes. You don't have to talk every day, right? That's right. Absolutely, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, I welcome my special guest tonight, Master Ethan.
He couldn't get it together. He's messing with the engineer. So listen now. So I want to go a little bit further with this. Oh, God bless you, Deacon. Good to see you, Deacon Ronald Swain. Good to see you, man. You want to be careful, and these are some of the things that you need to look out for. Like, this is action steps for if you're in a relationship and you want to make sure that it's not turning into something where there's major insecurities and you're losing your identity. Number one. Now, sometimes your friends don't really know what they're saying, but you want to listen to others.
Right.
Because if everybody's saying the same thing, there could be something there.
Right.
Right? Everybody is telling you that, man, I think it's something. You better be careful, man. I see it. Like, sometimes somebody on the outside looking in
can see
things that you can't see.
Because you're so in love.
Right. Got to be careful. So, Kaiser said, insecurities impact your relationship by creating an imbalance. You become more preoccupied with your partner is not providing, instead demand reassurance or validation for your insecurities. Yes, that's good, Kaija. Thank you. Texting every day, that could be a sign. Absolutely. You got to be careful, right? So make sure if you're hearing the same thing from everybody, if everybody's telling you the same thing, you might want to investigate, you might want to research, you might want to pay attention, okay? Number two, you want to be honest. Be honest with yourself, right? If you know that you're being jealous and just being extra, don't tell yourself that you're not, okay? Don't get to a place where you're acting like that's not happening. Or the other person, you see the person's acting a little too jealous and just getting out of hand, don't act like it's not happening. Don't say, well, no, that's not what it is. No, I don't think that's what it is. Be honest. Okay? Be honest with yourself. And be honest with the other person. So yes, you can really start to address these things early on.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Don't say, I'm not jealous. You must, I'm just concerned.
Concerned.
Don't say I'm not jealous, I'm just concerned.
That's what we call it now.
And when you know, that's what it is. So be honest.
Right. You said in woman beaters.
Yes, turns into abuse. And you an abusive situation. God don't want you in an abusive relationship, okay? Right. So if you see any signs of abuse,
run for
your life, okay?
That's right.
Somebody needs help.
That's it.
Both of y'all need help.
And don't ever think that you have the power to change anybody.
Right.
Because, child, you are not God. Right. Only God can change
right.
a person.
Right.
Okay?
Because you'll be frustrated, aggravated, annoyed, miserable, tormented because you're trying to change somebody that won't change.
Yeah.
So you got to learn how to identify these certain signs early so that you'll be able to address them, right? Okay, number three, and we're going to get out of your way because, you know, Ethan is kind of getting crazy. But spend time with God. Spend time with God. When you're spending time with God, when you're spending time in prayer, God will reveal to you things that you may not notice. So when you're in a relationship, it's not a good time for you to start separating yourself from God or giving all your time to the other person and forgetting about God. This is the time where you should be praying more, spending time with God more, where you should be hearing from God more. Okay? You want to make sure that you do that. I'm helping some of you that may be in a dating scene to be sure that you're spending time with God so that you can get the insight that you need so you cannot be blinded to what's going on. Okay? Yes, make God the priority. So you can know. Don't settle for less than what God has for you. Don't be blinded by what somebody is telling you. You know, let God show you so you can address it and move accordingly and not be in a situation that you regret. Okay? Make sure you're doing that. Make sure you're doing that. Okay? Okay, and lastly, you want to start transforming your mind. So, man, as you are seeking God, you want to make sure your mindset is correct, right? The Bible says don't be anxious for nothing, But in everything with prayer and supplication, make your requests known. So if your mindset is constantly anxious, anxiety, stress, then you may want to back up from relationship and get the healing that you need before you move further. Okay? You want to make sure that you do that, okay? So make sure your mind is right. Are you listening to me? Okay? Be intentional, because God want to bless some of you, and some of you that are already in relationships, you can make it better and more healthier as you kind of implement these things that I'm talking about tonight. God will download some stuff to you so you can be ready for what he has for you, okay? No, it's not his will for you to be in a relationship that's toxic and abusive and miserable, and you got to look over your shoulder and be worried or jealous. Right? You must work on yourself before entering into a relationship. Yes. Make sure that you're whole. Make sure that you're healed. And ask God for direction as you move forward. Okay? The person that God gives you shouldn't be someone that work along with you to be able to do what he has called you to do. Right? Together. As a team. Okay? So those are just a few little nuggets that we wanted to share with y'all guys tonight. Just to reintroduce the marriage mandate. We're back, and we want to kind of just touch on a few topics tonight, just a number one topic tonight, but we are going to have some guests on real soon. Once again, we'll be on Monday nights at 9 o'clock. Amen. We're going to talk about a whole list of things. We'll be interviewing people. We're going to get your input. We're going to definitely be on our mission to inspire, encourage, and empower.
Yes.
Okay? So I want you guys to prepare yourself. Make sure you like the Marriage Mandate page.
Yes.
Make sure you like the Marriage Mandate page. And also
subscribe to our podcast
and subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Marriage Mandate. So the links are in the description.
Right.
Right? Links are in the description.
And if there are any topics that you would like for us to talk about, you can email us at themarriagemandate@gmail.com. Once again, that is themarriagemandate@gmail.com. We want to make sure that when we come on live, that we are bringing something that will help as many as possible. And so we are looking forward to future shows.
Yes, definitely.
And we're excited about the guests that are going to come on.
Yes.
We thank God for the guests that we did have come on. They was very open,
phenomenal,
honest, and very amazing. And they helped a lot of relationships out there. So that's what we want. We just want a platform where we can be real.
Right,
because we really can't help anybody with not opening up and telling lies and acting like every day is a bed of roses. That's not reality. But we want to show you how you can overcome. We want marriages to last. We want to see relationships last and grow stronger.
Right.
The rate of divorces that we see, if you do research, it's out of control.
Right.
And I'm not sure exactly why, but we want to do whatever we can to help relationships grow and with the help of God. Amen.
And this is why it takes a community sometimes of others and hearing other people's love story or how they met and what they went through. Their testimonies is very helpful. And just having a community of relationships, healthy relationships
healthy
that can help each other, right?
Yes.
And to strengthen each other and to encourage each other in their relationships. So that's what we're here to do. We're excited about it. We're going to have some trips. We're going to have a whole lot of things going on.
Yes.
And we look forward to it. But I want to mention that we are this Saturday here at Faith Family Church. We will be having our relaunch here on Saturday. I think the information should be up on the screen. Amen. My engineer is going to put it on the screen, right? So we are going to be here at 3 p.m. this Saturday for our relaunch service here at Faith Family Church. It's been a long journey. And we are excited, and we want to celebrate, and we want to just give glory to God for what he has done with us in this journey here in Newburgh, New York. Okay, so you're invited to come. You're welcome to come. We're going to have a Holy Ghost time. We're really certainly excited about it. Okay,
yeah, we are.
So we want to see you. Yes, tell screen. Amen. So we want to see you there. And then also, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and our podcast. And also, we do have this podcast studio. Did you enjoy the visual and the audio here at the Family Production Studio. If you did, and if you're in the Hudson Valley area or in Orange County or Newburgh, you're welcome to reach out and you can book your session here so that you can have a great presentation.
We give you good deal.
Right, that's right. We also have an event space, but we'll talk more about that next time, okay?
Right, so just keep your eyes and your ears open. We got some amazing things coming up. We have a couples night coming up soon. We'll be posting the information about that. I don't know about you, but I've been married for 24 years, and I feel like I don't have enough married friends, and that's a problem. Mm-hmm. And that can be one of the problems that the divorce rate is so high as well. Maybe we have too many single friends and us married people doing some single things because we got too many single friends. Right. But yeah, but we got some great stuff coming up. So just keep your eyes and ears open.
Oh, don't listen to, if you see anything with J. Allen Gooding, do not listen. He's talking about, what do you do when your spouse snores to the point you can't sleep?
Oh, gosh. Well, we can He's have that conversation me. When he come, him and his wife comes. Because
they're
going to
come into
soon.
The studio. We're going to bring them in the studio, okay? Because some of these interviews we're going to do right here in the studio.
Right here in the studio.
So I want you to be there.
Oh, God bless you, Bishop J.C. Williams. God bless you. Oh,
bless you, man of God.
20 years?
Wow.
No fights and arguments. Oh, that's right. Wow. You was one of our past guests.
Yes, we
might have
on.
To bring you guys back.
We
got to
bring you back.
You're going to have to come in the studio.
Yeah, we got to bring you in the studio for sure.
Yes, so we're looking forward to that.
Jonisa, I'm going to book her single podcast.
Oh, come on, okay. Sis.
Let's do it. It's only a drive away.
We need it. People have been asking about that. They want to hear more about the single, so that's good.
Right.
That's good.
So we're looking forward to it, man. I'm glad that we were able to come on just for a few moments. We didn't stay on long tonight, but I hope that the little bit that we've given you would be encouraging, inspiring, and empowering.
Right.
That's because that is our mission, okay, here at the Marriage Mandate. So make sure you follow us. We'll make sure that you don't miss anything that we're doing. So make sure you get all the notifications for that. So if it's nothing else, I want to pray, amen, so that God will strengthen us in these last and evil days.
Yes.
Especially in our relationships and our families, okay?
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this moment of sharing. We pray for every family that's represented on this live, every couple, oh God. We pray that you would strengthen, that you would heal, that you would restore,
Lord.
That you would empower them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for what you've already done. And we are excited about what you're going to do in their lives.
Yes, God.
Use this ministry, God. Use this platform to bring healing and restoration to relationships and families. And we thank you in advance.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. You guys have a wonderful and blessed night. Until next time, see you guys later.
Have a blessed night, guys.
Take
Love
care.
You guys. Take care.